A little-known federal agency that has helped American companies for decades to sell their products overseas is now under attack in Congress. In hearings today, House Republicans questioned the need for the Export-Import Bank of the United States. They say government has no business making loans and writing insurance policies. But to some in the business community, the bank occupies an important niche. WNYC's Ilya Meritz introduces us to one small Manhattan company that depends on the bank.
The biggest customers of the Export-Import Bank are U.S. manufacturers that make expensive products for the global market. Think Boeing with its airplanes or Caterpillar with its construction equipment. But there are thousands of smaller exporters that also use the bank to help them sell products you may never have heard of, like quick couplers.
Let's say you have two hoses and you want to connect it.
This is Stephen Dreyfus, an exporter of technical equipment, specifically metal valves about the size of your thumb used with air compressors and pneumatic tools.
That's a quick coupler, so it snaps into place. It's very easy. It's airtight.
They retail for under $4 each. Dreyfus Global Trade is based in Midtown Manhattan with four staff selling quick couplers and other industrial doohickeys, which are mainly made in the Midwest. In a single shipment, Dreyfus might send tens of thousands of pieces to a customer in Asia, Latin America, or the Middle East. And if that shipment arrives, but the buyer never pays up, well, Dreyfus has this.
Foreign accounts receivable insurance.
Purchased from the Export-Import Bank, a U.S. government agency created by Congress.
I look at it as catastrophic insurance. You know, Mexico's a big market for us. We have a lot outstanding in Mexico at any one time. If for some reason something happens in Mexico like it did in the early 80s.
When Mexico defaulted on its debt.
And everything stops payment, I'm not going to have to close my business and put my people out of work.
And I appreciate our one business here, our small business guy at the end.
Scott Garrett is a conservative Republican congressman from North Jersey. On Wednesday, in a committee hearing, he came face-to-face with another small business owner who, like Stephen Dreyfus, is a customer of the Export-Import Bank.
What you're doing. Appreciate your service as well. Appreciate your entrepreneurial spirit. I'll just have one bone to pick with you.
Garrett sounded almost apologetic before explaining to the business owner that private markets should provide support for exports, not a government agency.
Investors should be the one who are responsible for doing that. We should not ask the taxpayer to step in.
The business owner didn't get to respond. Stephen Dreyfus, the Manhattan-based equipment exporter, is kind of stunned to see the Export-Import Bank become a magnet for controversy. He says he's never made a claim on his insurance policy from the bank, and if it went away, he says he could find private insurance. But it would be more expensive, making it harder for him to sell American-made quick couplers to buyers overseas. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.